All right, you guys, I got y'all another episode, but I'm not going to lie to y'all. I am on one today. I was actually having a pretty good day, but like, you know, I kind of got worked up. But with me getting worked up, I thought this would be the perfect time to actually make an episode and be transparent. Now, granted, I did kind of sort of tell y'all the story, like my journey of entrepreneurship so far. But, you know, there are other challenges out there that, you know what I'm saying, I never spoke on in the previous episode. So in this episode, I'm going to speak on specifically one mental war, basically, that goes on anytime you're trying to start your own business. You a hustler, you a content creator, bro. You know, we finna have that conversation. And honestly, it's going to be therapeutic for me to get it out because I've really been going, I ain't going to say I've been going off all day, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really had to say something. Like, this shit really be driving me sometimes. But, you know, thank you guys for tuning in. Of course, as always, you know, we're going to take us a quick ad break and then we're going to go ahead and get into today's episode. Today's episode is sponsored by Busy Coffee. Now, if you're not familiar with Busy Coffee, look, they offer some of the best organic cold brew products there are on Amazon, bro. They not only have Amazon's choice products, but they also have Amazon bestsellers. You have to check them out. Their link to their website will be down in the description below, busycoffee.com. Be sure to use code Rakim10 at checkout. Now, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Alrighty, you guys, thank you for tuning in again. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Now, it's a little bit later in the day. It's 1:15. You know what I'm saying? We got some banana bread in the oven. Boy, I love her banana bread. Like my CNA instructor, you know what I'm saying? She slipped off the recipe and we've been making it ever since. So I can't wait to get my hands on that banana bread. My co-hosts and them, they inside, the whole gang inside. Like I said, bro, I've really been worked up today. And I really wanted to come outside and just sit by myself and really make this episode. Because like I said, bro, entrepreneurship, bro, it's days where you just really gonna be struggling, bro. Like discipline really save you. It's a lot of times where discipline saves you. Cause like, honestly, like I'm still locked in and motivated, but I also know other people who would let this frustration, you know what I'm saying? Like I've been here, done this before, you know what I'm saying? It's like emotionally and mentally, I know how to handle it. And I know there's nothing that I can do about it. So if it's outside of my control, you feel me? Like I don't necessarily worry about it, but still, even though I'm not worried about it, it still bothers me. Okay. Because I love my craft. I love what I do. But before we even get into that too, you know, I wanted to come out earlier because whenever I first got sparked off and got worked up, it was raining outside and I really wanted to come outside and sit in the rain and make this episode. And, you know, me talking about this, you know, I wanted to make it as therapeutic as possible, but it's no longer raining right now. It's all cool. But, you know, it rained pretty good. It feels good outside. We got the rain dripping, birds, you know what I'm saying? The birds are chirping again. So it may be done for the day. I don't know. But I had to come outside and just make this episode. I thought it was only right because with me being a full-time content creator, bro, you know, it's a lot of content that people really don't put out. It's a lot of, like, people don't necessarily put out as much transparent content. You know, there are some people that do, don't get me wrong, but I feel like we could put a little bit more effort in putting more transparent stuff out there, especially when it comes down to hustling, being an entrepreneur, starting your own business, bro. There are mental battles, bro, that, like, again, in the last episode, I touched on it, like, whenever you volunteer to hop off the porch and go into the jungle to hunt on behalf of your village, bro, your village ain't gonna be the same when you come back. In other words, if you don't get where I'm going, you know, it's a lot of people that, you know, that was my last time seeing them before I jumped off and went to go chase my dreams. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had to live with it, but I had to stand on that too. Because when you jump off the porch, you know how I came up. When you jump off the porch, bro, you don't come back till you right. Until you feel me? Like that's how I was taught. That's how I had came up. You know, but outside of that, bro, another mental battle that really can drive you the fuck crazy, bro, is after you look back and you realize like how skilled and how blessed that you really genuinely are, bro. How much work you done put in, how many late nights, early mornings you had to do, bro. Like, I'm really finna be on one in this episode, bro. Like, shout out J-Man. It hit different. It really do. It really hit different, bro. Like, I really want to say this as humble as I possibly can. And I want everybody that has tuned into this episode, anybody that listens to this episode, I promise you, I mean this in the most humblest way. But it ain't that many folks out here fucking with me, bro. And I'm 25. And I'm willing to put that on God, on G-Mon, bro. It's not that many people fucking with me. But like I said, I don't know if I said it yesterday in the episode, bro. I know I made a piece of content yesterday where I was trying to really get people like, bro, like at a certain point, bro, you just really, it ain't nothing, bro. It's proven, bro. I can prove to you I'm one of the best that do it. You know, it's really one thing about me. I don't talk down on other people. You know, I respect everybody's craft. Because at the end of the day, we're all content creators. We're all artists in our own way. One thing I told myself, even as a kid, bro, I clearly know how it feels when people talk down on your craft, bro. People talk shit about your craft. People shit on your craft, bro. Like, I know how that feels, so I refuse to do anybody else like that. But at the same time, bro, it's a lot of the times where I really be, you know, it be people, I know I'm better than them, bro. I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm better. And it's like, it really bothered me, you know, and it's not even out of jealousy, bro. What bothers me is the fact that I have put in so much work, bro. Like, y'all don't understand, bro. I really mean this shit with my whole heart, bro. Like, y'all don't understand, like, the work that I done put in over the past 4-5 years, bro. Like, this ain't no normal shit. Like, I'm not talking about taking out 1-2 hours out of my day, bro. It's a science. It was a science fact. I don't know how true it is. I'm gonna have to go back and look into it, bro. If you take out 18 minutes every day, okay, and on a specific craft, if you take out 18 minutes a day, bro, and you put that time into your craft, you're supposed to be 95% better. I mean, you're supposed to be better than 95% of everybody else is doing it, right? But peep this. When I first started being a videographer, bro, I'm 25 now. Keep this in mind. When I first started being a videographer, bro, I was 16. I was the content creator of my gang, bro. I was the videographer. Me and Reggie were the videographers, bro. We produced the content. Bro, I remember, look, this is how long ago when it started, bro. I mean, this is how long ago it's been when I got into content creation. When I first got into content creation, bro, you couldn't even put audio on your videos. I was like one of the first people. What I would do is, bro, like me and Reggie, bro, we were the first ones to peep this, bro. We used to, that was back when Snapchat was the main app, bro. I actually had built a following on Snapchat, but, which I'll explain it another day. It's why how I really did have a following on Snapchat. This shit crazy. Cause like Snapchat back then was like Instagram now, for real. But, back then, bro, what I used to do was I used to do a loophole. Me and Reggie, bro, we used to go on Spinrilla and play a song, and we would film through Snapchat, save the footage with the music, and then we would post that like on Instagram. We'll take that, post it like on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like, we would do it that way, bro. Like, you couldn't just film something and add audio. Like, that did not exist back then, bro. You literally had to like find a way to play music in the background or find a way to play music and film at the same time. But you all know, even to this day, bro, if you playing a song and you open up your actual camera and go to record, the music gonna cut off, bro. Even to this day, like, they still ain't changed that. You feel me? So like, we found out the loophole way literally like 10 years ago, bro. Well, you might as well say 10, because I really started when I like 15, 16, bro. For real. On top of that, I looked up to Gary V. I started following Gary V when I was like 19. So literally everything that Gary V preaches on Instagram, all of the stuff he tell y'all to do, like, bro, I was working on that when I was 19. Bro, I done put in so many years. I done put in so many late nights, early morning, bro. And what I mean by late nights, early mornings, bro, I'm not talking about, bro, folks be telling late night, early morning, bro, we staying up to 1-2 o'clock in the morning. Bro, it's nice. I ain't even go to sleep, gang. Real talk. I used to be up 48 hours straight. There were times when I was locked in on trying to get my YouTube channel monetized, bro, and like to really get it going, build the following, bro. I promise to God, I used to work in cardiology at Washington Regional in Fayetteville, Arkansas, bro. I put this on everything. I used to go, my shift was from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There were times where I would go into work, bro. I used to leave the crib probably like 6:15, 6:20, right? Because you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to get report, give report, get report, all that kind of stuff. So it's always best to show up, you know what I'm saying, 15 to 30 minutes early, right? I used to go to work, right? I used to leave the crib 6:15, 6:20. I used to go work 12 hours, bro. And if you know anything about being a CNA or just working in the hospital in general, bro, your lunch only 30 minutes. So out of 12 hours, bro, I really only got 30 minutes of like me time. And everybody that know, if you work at a hospital, especially if you a nurse or a CNA, bro, them, you ain't finna have 30 minutes to eat, bro. You already knowing this. You already knowing you ain't finna have no full 30 minutes, bro. You probably finna eat. By the time you sit down, a light gonna go off, bro. Ain't nobody gonna answer that light after a while. So you gonna stop eating, go answer that junk. You probably gotta go change somebody, you know what I'm saying? Clean up somebody, you feel me? And then you gonna leave that junk, you gonna go back, sit down. You feel like, bro, that's how it is, bro. I used to go and deal with that, bro. And I used to love working at Washington Regional. So that's not even, you know. But I used to literally work 12-hour shifts, bro. There were times where I would go in, work from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I probably didn't even leave the hospital to about 7:15 every day, right? There were times where I would leave at like 7:15. I'd get home at like 7:30, 7:45. I'd take a shower. I'd eat. I'll work on a YouTube video. Whether I'm editing or filming, right? It's sometimes where, hell, I would film a video and edit it and upload it that same night, bro. Like, I could literally pop out a full, decent quality YouTube video if you give me an hour and a half, bro. Like, it'll be uploaded, scheduled, and everything. If it's outside of that hour and a half, it's probably rendering on YouTube. Because I ain't gonna lie, processing the SD format, it do be taking a long time. It depends on what kind of internet you got, you feel me? But anyways, bro, every time I film, edit, and upload, you know what I'm saying? Let's say I finished that probably by 10 o'clock, 10:30, right? So after that, bro, you know what I'm saying? I like sit around. I be trying to game plan. I walk around, see what else I'm finna do, try to plot for tomorrow. You feel me? Bro, it was times I'd go lay down. Same night, I'd go and lay down. Bro, could not go to sleep. Like, no matter how hard I tried, I would watch YouTube, try to go to sleep. Bro, I could not go to sleep. So I done worked 12 hours, came home, uploaded a whole nother video, did the full process of a video, okay? Couldn't go to sleep. Get right back up out of the bed at like 3 o'clock, film, edit, schedule it to upload later that day, fool. Go back to work, work a whole nother 12-hour shift, come home, shower, eat, and still think about if I want to do it one more time. Like, I'll still have enough energy where it's like, I've been up 2 days straight. Like, can I go for the third one, bro? That is not healthy at all, but like, that's my mindset, bro. If I got gas in the tank, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it, bro. And I know a lot of people are like, where is he going with this, bro? Roll with me real quick. You know, bro, I done came a long ass ways when it come down to just video production, bro. I watched Gary Vee to the point to where, like, I look up to Gary Vee, bro. Gary Vee inspired me to, like, kind of sort of follow his footsteps. He's like a media producing icon, bro. He is no joke. He is a content producing machine. Peep this. I started following him when I was 19. Everything that Gary Vee been preaching over the past few years, I've mastered it now, bro. I know how social media work. I know about search engine optimization. I could build a website on any given platform. I can close my eyes and probably do it off of muscle memory. I built a dropshipping website, what, last week or 2 weeks ago in less than 2 hours. If we just being honest. Marketing. I'm a marketing expert, bro. I know how this go. I know it like a science, bro. Like, it ain't even no arguing with me. Like, it is what it is, bro. Proof is in the pudding. If you really look at my overall audience, and this is the thing about it, bro, a lot of people only peep the Instagram audience. I don't even advertise my YouTube channel, bro. I don't even advertise my TikTok accounts. And I have multiple TikTok accounts. I have multiple Instagram accounts. I have multiple YouTube accounts, bro. The other day, I produced 10 pieces of content in one day. For myself, this not even including other people that I have to produce content for, or talking to clients, or trying to pitch to clients, trying to get clients. You feel like, bro, people don't understand the work that I've put in over the years, but I've mastered the overall social media marketing. I've mastered content creation. I've been doing it for 10 years, literally. I've mastered all of this. So I'm not no newbie. I'm not no rookie. You feel me? Like, this ain't no, I'm not new. I'm not the new kid to the block. I've been out here. I've been outside, basically. And like, I put a lot of, everybody that know me personally, bro, I put a whole lot of, bro, I put so much passion into what I do, bro, because I'm not the type of person that's going to half-ass anything, bro. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it all the way until I don't want to do it no more. For real. I don't half-ass nothing. I've never been that type of person. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it 110%. So me learning the game, me learning how to edit videos professionally, how to edit photography, how to, you know what I'm saying? The overall video production aspect, marketing properly, building websites, coding. Well, I ain't master coding, so let's scratch that off yet. I ain't mastered it yet anyways. You know what I'm saying? I know a little something, but I ain't mastered it, okay? But there are so many different skills that I've mastered. When it comes down to digital anything, bro, the digital medium itself, there's not anything that I can think of off the top of my head that I cannot do or don't know how to do, bro. And I'm being dead ass serious. So fast forward to today, bro. Me looking behind me, realizing how far I've come, how easy it is for me to do this. Like, I'm actually good at what the hell I do, bro. It genuinely bothers me that, like, I don't really begin opportunities like that, bro. And what pisses me off a lot more is the fact that, like, I'll talk to people and, like, cool, you know, everybody has their own personal reason, but I still have a right to be bothered by it. You know, there are people that I talk to, and for instance, there are people out here I've tried to pitch to, and it's like, hey, look, bro, like, I don't say that I'm one of the coldest iPhone videographers, but we just being honest, I'm one of the coldest videographers regardless, because hell, I don't even need to pull up with equipment, bro. If you got a team with equipment, literally, if I've never even handled it before, I could still probably outshoot that person with their own equipment, bro. That is literally how confident that I am. I can either outshoot them with my iPhone, or I can grab their equipment and still outshoot them. Dead ass, bro. That is how confident I am in my skill set, because I put in so much work, bro. I literally train myself every single day. I do iPhone exercises when I, like, throughout the day, bro. That's why I can film so smooth. That's why I don't worry about getting tripods. I don't need ring lights. I know how to manipulate light. I know angles. Like, I know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I just know. Like, I don't need that shit. Yes, it helps. But you a different breed when you don't need it. When you can produce professional quality content and you don't need the shit, bro. You can literally give me a coffee mug and I will produce a video. I can use a coffee mug as a tripod, gang. I've done it before. I swear to God. You'll be shocked at some of the reels that I have filmed out of a coffee mug. Coffee mugs slide. They slide easy. You put it on a smooth surface. Just push it across a counter. Like, people don't even think, bro, like, I'm a different breed when it comes down to this shit, bro. Like, I know what the fuck I'm doing, bro. And it really bothers me how it's a lot of people out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, granted, you know what I'm saying? You could choose whoever you want to, but it's like, it still bothers me that I know that I'm better than them, bro. Because anytime that somebody picks somebody else over me, I have to validate that. I have to go see their work. Because in my head, it's like, I know there's somebody out there better than me. If there is somebody truly better than me, I can accept that. I can swallow it. I'm going to keep working regardless whether I'm better or not better than the person. You know what I'm saying? The work ethic don't go nowhere. It's not on you. It's in you, bro. Working, hustling, discipline, that's just in me, bro. So whether the person is better or not, I'm still going to work. I'm still going to practice my craft. Like, I'm still working to perfect my craft. I've mastered it, and perfect doesn't even exist, but I'm going to be as close as possible that I can be to perfect, bro. I'm going to be as close as possible. But it bothers me whenever I'm going looking at other content creators. Well, not necessarily content creators. I take that back. People outsource, right? People don't usually have an editor, a videographer, a social media manager. Like, some people do have all of those people into one, but a lot of people don't at the same time. It's not common. A lot of people outsource different people to produce the one good. You know what I'm saying? Because just because somebody can edit, that don't mean they know how to work a camera. Just because somebody know how to work a camera, that don't mean that they know how to edit. You'd be shocked at how many content creators actually send their stuff off to be edited by somebody on Fiverr. If we just keep it a buck. I ain't trying to put nobody's business out there, but that's the reality of it. So what pisses me off even more is the fact that, like, okay, one, you know, outsource multiple people and I can do all of those jobs in one. The product is not better than mine's. Like, how can I not be bothered? That's disrespectful. And like with me, bro, a lot of people are probably the man, you probably like overreacted. Like, I could be. But like, bro, that's literally how much I love what the hell I do, bro. Like, I know what I'm doing, bro. I done put in years. Bro, you go out, bro, you jump off the porch at 19, bro, with $500, an iPad Pro, two duffel bags and a backpack. And you literally put your head down for, bro, literally since I was 19, since I jumped off the porch, bro, and that means leaving my mama house, I can count on both of my hands how many times I actually went out to go, quote unquote, have fun, go party with friends, bro. I ain't even have a beer. When I jumped off the porch, bro, I ain't even drink until what? It was damn near a year. It was damn near a year, year and a half. Before I had my first drink, bro. I went so long without drinking, I forgot I ain't had nothing to drink. Real deal. I didn't go take no trips. I don't want to, bro. There were holidays where, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I could have went home, but like, I'm knowing folks bullshitting on holidays. I'm taking that time to rock. Like, you feel me? Like, it's stuff like that, bro. Weekends, I go harder on weekends because I know people going out getting hammered. They're going to be hungover the next day. The weekends is where I thrive. I can produce damn near 15, 20 pieces of content on the weekend because I be that locked in. And honestly, most of the time, it's just poking fun at them. Like, ha-ha, y'all out there hungover and bullshit, and I'm working. Literally, bro. You can't even blink too long when it come down to me, bro. Like, if you blink, bro, I ain't going to even cap to you, bro. This is my mindset. I sleep in now because there's so many. You can't catch up. It's impossible to catch up with me. So I sleep in now. I don't get up at 4:30 no more. I don't get up at 5:30, 6, 7 o'clock no more. And sometimes I get up at like 7. But, you know, like I don't set no alarms no more. I get up whenever I get up. Not too long ago, bro, I got up out of the bed, bro, and I told my girl, I said, yeah, I had to sleep. I felt like sleeping in today because it's unfair how much I can outwork people. It's unfair how much I've outworked people over the past few years, bro. Like I said, that ain't no cocky shit. That's real deal. That's real deal. I know the work that I done put in, bro. Like I said the other day, bro, I put out 9 pieces of content by myself from scratch. This ain't going through the videos, through your photo gallery, and you piecing shit together. No. From scratch. Hour-long podcast episode. 2 YouTube videos. Take those 2 videos, edit them up. Post 2 of them on TikTok. Post 2 of the full videos on TikTok, right? Clip those. Post those on 2 Instagram accounts, a story, 2 other TikTok accounts. And then on top of that, I'm making a whole nother separate 2 reels just for my personal Instagram account, for my main account. Then I'm going back making another piece of content for the Amos Williams account. So do the math on that. I don't even know how much that is. Hell, I lost count right then. But literally, that's what I did the other day. That's honestly, I ain't gonna even say that's what I did the other day, bro. That's literally how my day go. Except I'm usually done by 2 o'clock. Like, it sounds like it take long, but like, I've literally been doing it so long to where it's muscle memory, bro. Like, I just know what the fuck I'm doing. That's why it pisses me off when I don't have these opportunities or like people overlook me. People sleep on me, bro. Like, honest to God, bro, I was talking about my pricing last night. It's sad that my price, what I should charge people, I have to give it discount. Just because I know it ain't that many people out here that's going to be willing to bet that money, bro. Like, literally what I should. And then, honestly, even the number that I'm charging, bro, I'm going to tell people. It's like, bro, this is me giving you this number on discount and I'm guaranteeing you results because I know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't care what kind of, bro, you could have an account about sticks, bro. I will grow your following. If you a fitness account, bro, you want ebooks. I can make you an ebook. I could build you a whole entire website where you can sell your courses, your training classes, your virtual classes, drop ship you some merch. Like, come on now. I'm one person. Bro, I'm literally like 10 employees and one person. And people don't even understand it. That's the part that blow me. That's the part that blow me. People don't realize that. If you guys are not familiar with Amos Williams Co., bro, that's literally my startup that I've been working on building for the past 5 years, bro. I literally could not even start. I couldn't start this business without going through the ringer for the past 4-5 years, bro. It literally, it's one big, it's going to be a flagship. And I'm telling everybody that now. Like I said, I try to say this as humble as possible, bro. Literally, Amos Williams is one of those rare places that is an all-in-one. It is all-in-one. Any digital medium that you, anything digital that you need, I don't care if it's merch, class, course, app, website, marketing, it literally does not matter, bro. Video production, photo production, portfolios. I swear to God, it literally does not matter, bro. It doesn't. It literally don't. Bro, with Amos Williams, bro, I introduced automated content. There are people out here that literally do not have, they only go on their social media to check their notifications and DMs, bro. That's it. They don't have to do anything, bro. Like, I ain't gonna say the person's name. Well, I don't know. It probably don't matter, but I ain't gonna say it anyways. But, bro, like, I know somebody, bro. I rock with him tough. You know what I'm saying? Bro, he stay out of town. He send me his training video. Like, bro, I get all of the footage and content from a whole nother state. And we running them numbers up, bro. We running the reach up. Like, that is just what I do. Bro, I'm telling, like, I just know what I'm doing, bro. But that's what bugged me. That's what drive me so much. So with all of that being said, bro, in entrepreneurship, bro, and you hustling, bro, it's going to be days where you are so pissed off because of the fact that you going to know what you're capable of. You know how good you are, and people still sleep on you, bro. Like, it don't bother you in a negative way. Like, it works you up. But at the end of the day, bro, like, it adds, like, more fuel to your fire. Like, it irritates you, but it's a good thing that you need. Like, I don't know how to really explain it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's essential, but, like, you can't let it bog you down. But, like, real deal, bro. Like, I'm going to be one of the greatest to ever do this shit. And I'm saying this at 25, bro. This clip going to get played back again one day. Like I said yesterday, well, I don't know if it was yesterday's episode or the day before. Like, bro, my life could literally change today. Even though I'm sitting up here complaining on the episode and ranting off, my life could still change today. I'm still open to it. I know I have to wait my turn. I know it. And I know whenever I do get my opportunity, it's going to be a grand opportunity where, hell, I'm finna turn the hell up. Real spiel. I know when I get my opportunity, it is a GG's. We are off to the races. But, like, I still want people to understand that, like, bro, you have to go through this. And you got to stay strong. You got to keep going. This clearly is bothering me. I don't know if y'all can feel it through the microphone and listening to this episode. But, like, yes, bro, this shit really bothers me. But guess what? I'm still producing this episode. I've still already produced content today. I've still been on the roll. I'm still on track. I'm still on pace. You see what I'm saying? I'm still going. I'm not going to quit at the end of the day. I can complain all day long. I can complain till I'm blue in the face. Guess what? I'm still going to show up and swing every single day. That's what I do. I know my time coming. But, like, I really have been so worked up today, bro. It's hard as, bro, bro, people don't understand, bro, when you bust your ass for years, bro, and you still kind of sort of stuck at phase one. Like, you still waiting on your opportunity. Like, this what you got out here for. That's why you started to, you know what I'm saying? That's why you started to learn, not necessarily, like, for the money, bro, for the opportunity so you can change your life. And, like, one thing about me, what drives me the most is because, like, I don't just do this for myself. If I was doing this for myself, honestly, God, bro, I probably wouldn't even be making this episode if this was just for me. But when I don't get an opportunity, like, when people sleep on me, that's a slap to my community face. You know what I'm saying? Because that's who I'm really doing it for. I'm not doing this for Rakim. Bro, I got a little brother and sister. Like, I'm a son. You know what I'm saying? I'm a grandson. I'm a brother. I'm a cousin. I'm a friend. You know, I could be somebody's inspiration for all I know. You know what I'm saying? So people that look up to me, depend on me, wish the best for me, you slapping all us in the face. So that's really going to piss me off. But I really want to make this episode to, like, bro, y'all got me bent out here. And I want everybody to listen to this episode, bro. I want you to know that Amos Williams will be a flagship company, bro. Ain't nobody going to be fucking with me. Like, I'm just keeping it a buck. And then the thing about Amos Williams, bro, whenever you get locked in with me, bro, you're not just getting services, bro. You saving money on employees. And on top of that, you getting my resources. That's where it get dangerous. You get my resources. Can't know anybody. Bro, if something was to happen to me right now, and ain't nobody gonna run all my stuff. Let's say I was like I can literally run all of this by myself. That's the crazier part. I'm 10 employees in one, but guess what? I don't need employees. I've mastered what I do. I know how to do it efficiently. So I don't need anybody to help me. I can get it all done myself. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't know how many times I gotta say that, bro. I'm literally 10 employees in one, and I don't even need nobody to help me. But I'm telling you, bro, like, this shit really be bugging me, bro. But I'm still gonna swing, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's part of the game, bro. It's part of the process. You just gotta chalk it up. But, like, I had to make this episode so y'all know that, like, bro, this shit you gotta deal with. You could be cold as fuck, and ain't nobody gonna hit your line. And granted, this the thing about it. You know what pissed me off even more, though, is that I shoot my shot to people. I don't wait for nobody to hit my line, bro. I DM so many people in a day. Like, I'm going to go ahead and apologize. If you have DM me and I know you personally, bro, I apologize. The reason why I haven't gotten back to you is straight up, that's how many people I talk to in a day, bro. That's how many times I pitch myself in a day. I literally cannot find your DMs. Like, I have the notification, but I can't find it. I can sit there and scroll for 5 minutes, bro. I'm not going to find your message, bro. That's real deal. That's not me capping. Like, that, it is what it is, bro. That's how many people I chop it up with. Emails. Bro, you know how many people who send me emails to try to get me to do, like, affiliate marketing, make advertisement videos? You know what I'm saying? Some of them trying to pay, some not. You know what I'm saying? Some of them trying to give me a link. Some being like, hey, look, you get 20, 30%, however long. You feel me? But I miss them because that's how many people I email. I just miss them. Like, if it's not a yellow, like, if your email, if you hit me up and your email does not have, like, an important tab on it, bro, I swear, I'm probably gonna miss it, bro. I probably hit you up, like, a week later or something, whenever I'm just scrolling. Like, on the weekends, I scroll a little bit longer to see if it's just anything that I miss. But, like, during the week, bro, I get so many emails and shit, bro. If I miss it, bro, I just miss it. If it ain't got that yellow tab, I mean, I just miss it, for real. So, like, bro, you have to, when you a hustler, bro, you really have to, you have to understand the game, bro, that you can be as skilled as possible. You can be 30 employees and one person. You could be one of the coldest people in the area. People still gonna sleep on you. Like, there's people who ask me for my portfolio. Like, I don't have multiple accounts that you can visibly see. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, you can't look at the account that I'm already using. You know? But at the same time, when people ask for my portfolio, you know what I'm saying? I like to really showboat. You know what I'm saying? I like to show people, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get 40,000 views a month on YouTube. You know? I'm generating accounts that get anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 reach per month on average. And that's just off of content production. That's not even pulling out the extra marketing tools that I actually know. You know what I'm saying? You got to start with a certain piece and then work your way around to everything. You know what I'm saying? You got to work smart, not harder. So if you can get a lot of a boost out of one thing, stick to that one thing until it gets to rolling. Then you can start implementing other stuff just because, to be a cherry on top. But, like, these audiences that I built, 1,000 to 10,000 reach, bro, these are literally accounts that I'm just over the product. Like, I just changed the way the content is being produced. That's it. I ain't even pulled out no special tricks that I actually have in my back pocket, bro. Like, I just know what the fuck I'm doing. So why do you think I'd be so mad when people be, let me, what's your portfolio like? Like, show me proof of people that you've helped. Like, the fuck? Like, bro. And then, bro, it's like, bro, I'm telling you, I work for free just because that's how cold I am. And ain't no way in hell you gonna have me to work for you 30 days for free and you don't run me no check after them 30 days, bro. Cause you gonna be like, damn, it'd probably be the first 2 weeks. You'd be like, damn, I need to pay, buddy. You, like, it'd be probably be 7 to 10 days. You like, damn, I need to start collecting. I need to go ahead and scrape together something because there ain't no way in hell that man just did that. But literally, bro, I just know what the hell I'm doing, bro. I know the stuff that I'm involved in now, bro, I literally know it like a science. Like, I thank God that I'm ADHD because I learn everything. Shout out to Gary V. I rock with you. I'm going to meet him one day. I don't know when, but I'm going to meet him one day. He gave me the sauce and he had to tell me twice, bro. I ran with. It's like, okay, boom, I got to do this. I can do whatever I want to. You know what I'm saying? I can be a content creator, bro. I'm literally about to start an industry where people hire content creators, not for advertisement, but literally just for marketing completely. Like, a content creator will literally be a job description on Indeed one day. One day. That one person, it depends though. And that's the crazy part about it. The way that I go about it, I can replace a lot of people. Now, I don't know how, whenever as time goes on, whenever people hire content creators, I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know that many content creators that produce their own content 100%, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know any content creator. And bro, I've been a content creator for a long time, bro. I don't know any content creators that produce completely from scratch all the way to the finished product solely by themselves, consistently, day in, day out. Nobody has ever touched my content. Nobody. Because one, I like my shit done a certain kind of way. So I don't even want to waste time being pissed off at somebody for doing something that I don't like. You know what I'm saying? So with me, I know I can do it. I ain't gonna say I know I can do it better, but if I mess up, I'd rather blame myself. If I don't like the product, it's because I did this. But that's how I also learn. You can't learn from other people doing your shit. You can know like what you like and what you don't like, but you don't even know how the hell they did it because you sent it to them. You pay somebody on Fiverr. Bro, I literally do everything from the beginning. Literally, bro. Like when I tell people you could come to me and I can generate you a business, bro. Let's say you say you want to start an organic deodorant business, bro. You could come to me and be like, I need a name, slogan. I need the names available on all social media platforms. And I need you to market it for me. Okay, bet. What's your budget? Deadass. I don't need any other questions. You tell me what you need. I can do it. That's how I rock and roll. We don't have to sit down and talk for no hour and a half. What do you need? If you've been in the game for a long time and you just like, yeah, with our business, we've been in business for 30 years, but we're trying to youngify things up a little bit and we just need a little bit more livelihood. Okay, cool. I got you. What's your budget? I don't need no extra details. I don't need no game plan or none of this shit, bro. If you like, yeah, this was a startup and now I'm trying to scale, bet. What's your current audience right now for whatever you got going on? Oh, dang. 18 to 35? Bet. Got you. I don't need to know nothing else. Or like I said, if you starting completely from scratch and you just need me to run it, cool, bet. Like literally, if somebody got a big enough budget, they don't even have to do anything, bro. All they got to do is just ship the orders. If we just keep it a book, all you got to do is build up your database. Literally, that's what I do, bro. I take people's content. And then this is the thing about it, bro. On top of everything, I'm still a videographer at the end of the day. So I can go out and get the professional content myself. But if you already got your own crew, I could take the content that they are capturing plus the content that I'm capturing. I literally take all of that, bro. Photos, videos, recordings, voice memos, random stuff. Bro, I literally take everything and I build you a database. You never have to worry about content. You don't have to produce content ever again. Literally. And with me breaking it down that way, bro, like it would make anybody mad, the fact that you have one of the most lucrative skills. You have at least, honestly, all of the skills that I possess from a digital aspect. Every skill digitally, every digital skill that I've learned over the past few years are six-figure occupations by themselves. That's what pisses me off too. For instance, building an app. Can I build the app completely? I can't say yes or no because I haven't done it yet. I know enough to get it going. I just haven't went through the whole entire full process. But for instance, let's say when I master building the app, bro, I could build two apps a month. I could do 5,000 a piece. That's 10,000 a month off of two apps. Boom. With me, bro, when I lock in, I lock in. Who knows how fast I could build these apps? We don't know how complex they are. We don't know how simple they are. Granted, there will be some that are probably a little bit more. There probably will be some that's a little bit more complex, just because when people do get into the apps, they put a whole lot of money into it. But that's the thing about it, bro. 5,000, bro, that's literally bare minimum piss poor, like crackhead prices, bro. Dead ass. It's people out here charging $10,000-$25,000 for an app. So imagine, bro, I charge a decent sized company $25,000 for an app. All I gotta do is do that 12 times. I find 12 companies in America, 12 companies in the United States that need an app, charge them $25,000. That's $25,000 a month. I don't even want to know the back end math on that, how much that is for a year. Web design. I could charge people $1,000 for a website. Graphic design. Everybody know graphic design are bad. Because you could do a lot with graphic design. You could do a lot. You could be very versatile with graphic design, bro. Real spiel. Video editing. There are professional video editors that literally charge $1,000 per running minute. Per running minute. So imagine a movie. Look at how many minutes movies are. Bare minimum, $1,000 per minute. So 90 minutes for one movie. Granted, that takes a long time, but bro, if you're seeing damn near $100,000 off of one movie, you literally edit one movie a year. That's $100,000 damn near. Come on now. Being a videographer, it only takes $275 a day to make $100,000 a year. Being a videographer, bro, you could charge somebody $500 for a full day and literally only film for probably like 5-6 hours, bro. So you can take 6 hours out of your day, you're literally making a little over $100 an hour filming for somebody. You could do that every day. If you get enough gigs where you either do it every day or you get bigger gigs and less time, it depends on how you scale and how you want to run your business, bro. $100,000. Content automation, unlimited. Because you literally combining everything that I just told you into one. So and on top of that, you adding a convenience tax. You have to be pissed off. And then this is the thing about it. All of these business entities literally are not going anywhere. It is impossible. The internet would have to go away. Social media would have to go away. Literally. Honestly, even if, the internet and social media would have to go away. Even if they did go away, I still know graphic design, bro. I can still design billboards. I can design flyers, like business cards, logos, rebrands. Come on now. That's why I begin so pissed off and so worked up. People don't understand that. It's probably going to be people that listen to this episode and still hit me up and still talk shit, be like, bro, bro, bro. But it's like, dude, the fuck you arguing? Like, what are you talking about? You can't argue with it. Bro, you'd be shocked at how many people that still try to argue with me about shit that I say, bro. Like, what the fuck am I gonna lie for? How do you not logically see it, bro? Like, it's common sense, bro. If you really just break it down, bro, it's literally that simple. You can't argue it. But there are people who literally go out of their day who will argue about this shit, bro. It's like, no, like, that's proven fact. You can literally go on Google and back up the same shit that I'm saying. Because the information I'm telling you, I got it off of Google. And these were back then prices. I'm only imagining how much money you can make nowadays, because when I first got into digital marketing, bro, digital marketing wasn't even the market per se. Like, it was new. COVID didn't exist. So like working remote, nobody necessarily thought about shit like that. Not on the regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, people wanted to work from home, but like there wasn't a specific reasoning. Like, some people just rather be at home to work, you feel me? But like with COVID, people are like, hell no, I don't want to be around folk no more. Like, this shit, like, COVID was scary, bro. Like, I felt like, hell no, I ain't going around nobody else. Remote work, you know what I'm saying? So when I got into this, bro, I can only imagine how much money, because like, bro, come on now, all of this stuff have multiplied and it's only going to multiply. People, bro, like micro influencers, nano influencers, oh yeah, I'm still an influencer, like, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, the coolest thing I ever got paid to do was smoke weed, bro. Real deal. I literally get paid to smoke weed, bro. I've been getting paid to smoke weed for the past 3 years, bro. That's a fun fact for nobody that knew, bro. Real deal. That's how my YouTube channel started gaining traction. I was doing CBD videos and CBD. Well, actually, I did an interview with a CBD company on this podcast, on the original podcast, whenever this first came out, bro. It was like my second or third episode, I believe. I did an interview with a CBD company owner, right? And after that, I got into a little bit more CBD like a couple years later. It was like a year later. I ain't gonna even say a full year later. But you know what I'm saying? I got a little bit more into it after I started working after I started working in Arkansas, and like my supervisor, he was in the CBD and stuff like that, and hemp, smoking hemp flower. So he put me onto the hemp flower, and then, bro, I did like a, I went and bought some from the store and like did a review and like did a, like my first time smoking hemp flower. And ever since then, bro, like I got hit up by CBD and, you know what I'm saying? Now Delta 8, you know what I'm saying? They isolated now. So you got CBD. Back then, bro, it was mainly like Delta 8 wasn't a thing. Delta 8 and Delta 10, Delta 10 definitely wasn't necessarily a thing. Okay. Delta 8 was kind of sort of coming up a little bit. Like it was starting to speculate. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody was like people were starting to experiment trying to create Delta 8, trying to make a, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to really explain all of that. But anyways, like I got into CBD, bro, and it turned me getting into cannabis. So like some of the people that I work with, like I remember when they started out at small ass companies, bro, like I've been working with some of these people for the past 3-4 years, fool. And just seeing them come along as ways. But like, that's the coolest thing I can say that I did from being a content creator, bro. Well, I mean, still to this day, I still get paid. Like, you feel me? I'm getting some CBD products in the mail sometime soon. You know, like, I'm tapped in for life, basically. But like, you know what I'm saying? So like, I have all of these different things going on, and like, so many people will be like, you never consistent, you don't stick with one thing, blah, blah, blah. But they don't understand, like, bro, I had to dibble and dabble around to build this empire. And a lot of people are like, man, you ain't need no empire yet. Watch this. I'm tired of talking to folk. Because one thing about it, bro, a lot of folk can't take back the skills. People can't take my work ethic. People can't take my brain, my knowledge and shit that I got, bro, that I've earned, that I've went out here to learn, bro. Can't take that away from me. And that's one thing too, bro. That's another reason why I can't never give up, bro. Y'all be shocked at how many people that actually consume my content and still talk shit on the daily, bro. Real deal. You be shocked. My biggest fans, bro, are people that I don't know, literally. Some of my biggest fans, I can't even pronounce what country they from, bro. Dead ass. But they grow a lot of cannabis out there, fool. They dead ass invited me out to their farm. I don't know. I can't remember what country it's from, but they emailed me from somewhere, bro. I was like, bro, this is wild. Like, sent me videos of, like, and now I think they're a big-ass distribution. Like, that was when they first started. This was, like, 3.5 years ago. No, it was, like, 2.5, almost 3 years ago. They sent me this email, bro, and I tapped in with them. I think they still follow me on Instagram and everything, bro. They sent me a Facebook video of, like, their, bro, crazy shit. Like, some of my biggest fans are people I have never met in my entire life, bro. But they talk to me, email me, contact me. There are people literally on Instagram that I have never met in person. They're subscribers from YouTube. And we talk on a, I ain't gonna say we talk on a regular, but like when we do talk, bro, we talk. I done had YouTube subscribers FaceTime me, bro. Real deal. But it be people that you know, bro, that talk the most shit. And it's crazy. I don't know. It's wild as fuck to me. But that also drives me not only just being frustrated off of not being able to get the opportunities, even though I'm over deserving of those. Like, I don't even like to be that type of person to say, like, I don't necessarily deserve. Hell no, nah, bro. I deserve all this shit, bro. Because I work my ass off. At this point, yeah, I don't work my ass off. We ain't doing all this shit no more. Fuck that humble. Fuck being humble now. Real deal, bro. I don't work too hard to be humble. Fuck that. Mm-mm. I don't work my ass off, bro. I'm so sorry. I apologize to anybody if my confidence fuck with your insecurities. I am so sorry. This podcast is not for you. But yeah, I'm done being humble, bro. Bro, I done worked my ass off so fucking long, bro. So hard, fool. And bro, this is the crazy part about it, bro. If you go and look at everything that I do have going on, I'm still in the beginning phases, bro. Like Amos Williams has just now been launched. This wasn't even supposed to come out until years down the line. Like, I wasn't even in a rush to do this. Like, this was going to be, like, my 30. I wasn't going to even pull the trigger on this until I was, like, 30, bro. And I was like, fuck it, let's run it now. Might as well. Just run it. So, technically, Amos Williams only been open, technically, for, like, what? 3 weeks? 2-3 weeks, bro? Well, I ain't going to say 2-3. I'm going to say, like, a month. I'm going to say a month. And that's really still overshooting it, though. Kind of, sort of. I'll take it from the first time I got an account. So yeah, a little over a month. Okay. And we gaining like crazy traction, bro. We gain traction every single day, technically. So like everybody that's talking down, hey, look, keep up with me so I can piss you off more. That's what I like. I'm finna make everybody feel me, bro. Everybody finna feel my pain. Everybody finna feel my struggle. Everybody finna feel where I came from. And everybody finna damn sure feel where the fuck I'm going. Real deal. You gon' yeah, for sure that. I'm finna make everybody feel this. For real, bro. It's folks that seen me build all this shit on my back, bro, still take off their jersey. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's personal. Real deal. Some of the people you're trying to feed just because you just a nice-ass person like that, bro, they don't even want you. You feel me? Like, come on, bro. Like, you, like, literally, bro, I'm just doing shit off of the strength of being solid, bro. Like, I don't even care about, being honest, bro, all my life, I ain't never really care about no money, being honest. I respect it now for sure, but I don't value this shit. I do this so I can go back and feed my people, bro. I'd be damned if my mama have to send my brother and sister to college. College high as fuck, bro. And my sister want to be a nurse. Ain't no way in hell. As far as I come and all of the networking I've done, I'd be damned my mama pay for my little sister to go some damn nursing school. I'd be damned. I want my little brother and sister, whenever they graduate, let's say she changed her mind and she don't even want to go to nursing school no more. I want my little brother and sister, whenever they decide, whatever the fuck, bro, look, I want them to be able to fail and not give a damn if they fail or not. They just send me a text, be like, hey, Rob, like, I failed. I didn't do good. Like, what can I do better? Like, my little brother right now, bro, he got a merch shop, bro. I'm finna put him on. I wish somebody would call me for an interview. Hey, gang, send me the hoodie. Real spiel. I'm not gonna wear my shit. And that's another thing, too, bro. Y'all finna really see me get off, because everything that I'm finna do in my life, you finna see is gonna be my shit to a certain extent. To a certain extent, it's gonna be my shit, my merch. I ain't finna be out here in no designer. I'm finna be in all black. So, hey, look, if you want me to rock your stuff, it gotta be all black. And you feel me? But yeah, all black custom sweatshirts by me. All black, you know what I'm saying? Black sweatshirts and hoodies by my little brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna find somebody out there that make joggers. Or who knows? I might, you know what I'm saying? Make me some joggers, because that's all I really wear. I might have my own line of joggers, bro. And boom, literally, bro, I'm finna wear my own shit. The only thing that I'm gonna wear that ain't gonna be mine or like affiliated with somebody I rock with, bro, is my shoes. And I'm gonna get some retros. Y'all already know what's going on. So like, but they're gonna be black. Real deal, bro. I'm finna be in all black, bro. I'm finna make everybody feel me, bro. I'm finna go in an all black era to where everybody finna be punching the air. Even if you rock it with me, bro, you finna be punching the air, because you be like, this man crazy. The buddy unstoppable. I'm finna go on a run. I'm finna go on a 2018 Lil Pump run. Except imagine that wave, except it stay. Yeah, that's what I'm finna do. 2016 Drake run. That's what I'm finna do. Yeah. We ain't rocking with Lil Pump like that. Yeah, 2016 Drake run. Views run. Yeah. I've been bumping Views lately too. Yeah, I'm finna get on that kind of run. 2016 Future run. 2016 Thug run. Like that's what I'm finna try to be on, bro. Because I'm tired of people disrespecting me. I'm tired of people talking down on me. I'm tired of people talking shit about me and my craft, just downplaying me, bro. Because, and like, I really don't be wanting to call people out on stuff like that, but I be looking at some people's stuff and be like, you talk down on me and I still, like, my work is better than yours and you still talk down on me. Like, that's some real hating-ass shit, bro. You know how much you got to hate where your shit ain't even the best quality, but you hate on somebody else's shit, bro? Come on now. Let's be real. Let's talk about it. I got time. I ain't never understood that, bro. People will talk shit about you and they shit ain't even in order. People don't, bro, you be so far ahead and people don't even realize. People can't even, bro, it's wild, bro. I always remember this. This is specifically to the hustlers. Well, hopefully all of the hustlers listen to this whole episode anyways. But, bro, in this, bro, you have to think about it, bro. Some people can't even understand or fathom how far ahead that you may be in your sector, bro. People don't understand. Real deal, bro. You could be so far ahead, people genuinely don't understand. I didn't even understand how far ahead I was until I started paying attention to social media lately. I ain't even realize how far ahead I was. Like, I'm dead ass, bro. Like, the past month, I've been going scrolling through social media. I was like, bro, I've been saying this. The fuck? At one point, bro, I got mad. I was like, damn, bro, I could have been making this content the whole damn time. If we just being honest, the content that's viral now, bro, I built a following on Snapchat about. Leave these women alone. Get a bag. Hey, let's lock in. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, this is the type of, bro, like, the stuff that is going viral for young men in their 20s and 30s and 40s, bro. I was on that shit when I was 15, 16 years old, literally, bro. I had a following on Snapchat. People used to dead ass follow me on Snapchat just to see my motivational quotes every morning. What's the quote of the day, bro? People used to text me on Snapchat early in the morning. What's the quote of the day? And I'd be like, hold on, give me about 5 minutes, bro. I'm writing it junk right now. But it's by so-and-so. Bro, I cannot make this up. I used to dead ass do this shit, bro. And like the same shit that I used to be on, bro. Viral. Fitness, bro. I'm a fitness guru. I'm not the biggest dude out here. But if you want to build muscle, lose weight naturally with drugs, it don't matter. I know how to walk you through this shit. No, I'm not no damn. I don't have no certifications and shit. So don't try it. I'm not fooling with it. As you get older, you learn that some stuff is worth fooling with. It's stuff you're not worth fooling with. You feel me? But like when it comes down to doing stuff naturally, bro, like extracts and stuff, like my girl was saying, like I had told her like my head was hurting and stuff like that, and she was like, "Do you want to take Tylenol?" I was like, "Bro, I don't do over the counter drugs. I don't do drugs and like I don't do drugs in general. Like the only medicine that I'll take are like CBD, Delta 8, and Delta 9, aka marijuana products. That's it. And the ones that I use specifically, I ain't trying to act like I'm just like Wiz Khalifa or Snoop Dogg or something out here, but like all of my shit come with paperwork. Like I can't go to just like no any place or like a gas station and just be like, let me get a Delta 8 blunt. Like I can't do that. Like I only get, honestly, I ain't gonna even lie to you, bro. Serene Tree is the only people that I even get products from. Serene Tree and Timber Organics. Those are the only two companies that I get CBD or Delta 8 products from, unless somebody sends stuff in. Now, if somebody sends stuff in, it's a different ball game, of course, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying it out, stuff like that, but they already know. You got to have paperwork. Like, you can't just send me no random shit. Like, if you just send me something random in a box, bro, and it look, you know what I'm saying, it ain't got no paperwork, it ain't got no numbers, you know what I'm saying, I don't know the percentage, I don't know the milligrams, what's all in it, you know what I'm saying, what milligram or what am I getting in this, I can't rock with it, bro. I have to know all of it. So like that's just how I go about it. But Serene Tree and Timber Organics got the best products out there, and they have plenty of information online. Those links are in the description of this episode as well too. But that's like the only medicine that I take, and it keeps me good, bro. You know what I'm saying? You want to build muscle the quality way, bro. If you want to do a clean bulk, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they bulk and they basically get big, build a lot of fat, bro. It's like you don't even have to do all of it. A lot of people don't realize all of that shit that's in GNC. That shit in the grocery store. That same $45 that you spending on a protein bottle mix, bro, you can go get you some birds. Go start you a B&B diet. $45 to get you right for the week on a B&B diet. Bird and beef. Creatine is in red meat, bro. Red meat help you build muscle faster. You got L-arginine, all kinds of shit in red meat. You know what I'm saying? Like, folk don't even know all. You see what I'm saying, bro? Like, it's stuff that, like, come on now. I really been putting out game for years. I don't even plan on going back into fitness, though. I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of thinking, I do want to get back on the extracts, though. Like with extracts, bro. I love making extracts. I used to love making extracts. Rarely use them, but if I can, I'm probably gonna make me another one. I'm probably gonna make me like a cannabis. Why I keep saying that? Anyway, I'm gonna make me a cannabis extract, and I'm gonna see how strong can I make it. And then if I could do that, I want to make like a potent one where, you know what I'm saying, you could do like one drop under the tongue, because I want to make it as convenient as possible. And I want to be able to like kind of experiment and see if I can like speed it up, you know, because anytime that you take something orally, it's kind of like a delayed effect. So I kind of want to have something with like the speeds of smoking, but you take it orally. I ain't gonna lie, my edibles from a Serene Tree do be kicking in pretty fast, but it's like, I wonder if I can make an extract. Technically, the extract would be more powerful. So it's like, I wonder if I can... You know what I'm saying? Make it real. Anyways, I'm getting a little thrown off. But yeah, bro, like, cuz I'm like a human database of all kinds of shit, bro. And people still talk down to me like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, bro. That shit really be pissing me off. That shit really drive me, bro. And it don't drive me because people... I don't like it when somebody play with my intelligence, bro, because I'm ADHD. Literally, if I'm telling you about something, I did my due diligence to literally go down rabbit holes of information to make sure that I am telling you shit that is correct. Because I've always grown up as if somebody tells you something, they're responsible. Straight up. If anybody tell you to do something, technically they're responsible, bro. It happens on social media all the time. That's why a lot of content creators and shit, they be under all kinds of fire, bro. They be listening to other, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll listen, the audience will listen to what their content creator said, do it, and then folks be like, man, this shit don't work, bro. You don't work. That's why you got to do your due diligence, dot all your I's, cross all your T's before some words come out your damn mouth. That's how I roll. So, like, you really disrespecting the time that I put in to learn the information, because I'm not no type of person that's going to make one Google and go off of that, bro. I got to click links. I got to ask ChatGPT to write me an essay on it. Like, yeah, bro. Come on now. And people really be still talking down to me all crazy and shit. But it's okay, though. It's okay. I love y'all still. I love everybody who talked down on me, because I promise I'm finna make y'all. Ooh, we finna have fun in 2023. Sure is. We finna have some from 2023 on forward. We finna have so much fun. I'm finna live my best life. I already kind of been living my best life, but I wanted to make it a public service announcement, because y'all really got me bent out here. Like, being real, bro. Y'all just got me bent out here, but it's all cool. It's all cool. It's all cool. Cause guess what? I'm making this episode. I'm gonna call it now. Here shortly. Just follow me on Instagram at PLNTLR. When you see that I win, watch that reel. Watch that. So if you took off your jersey, or if I tried to give you a plate, you ain't had no appetite, or you said you don't like that food, you feel me? Like, I went out my way. You ain't even know about it. I just hit you with a plate. Oh, I don't eat that there. Okay, bet. For everybody that like that, everybody that's been locked in, tapped in, checking on me, bro, I ain't gonna even cap to you, bro. I don't even fool with a lot of people, because people don't even check on my, like people don't even check on me mentally. You feel what I'm saying? Except for, like, one person. Well, I mean, my girlfriend. But, I mean, we check in with each other, you know. But, like, you know, I only got, like, a couple homies. I ain't gonna say a couple. I only got a handful of homies that be like, bro, like, you straight, bro? Like, what you on? Like, what you, you know what I'm saying? And Reggie, number one. I'm gonna go ahead. He deserved to be put out there, bro. There's one person that we tap in at least, like, once a week. Once, you know what I'm saying? Once every week, once every 2 weeks, you know? We try to tap in as much as we possibly can. But, like, both our schedules just be shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. But, yeah, bro, like, he the only person that really over the past few years even be like, hey, look, bro, like, what's your progress? Bro, my own folks ain't even asked me, like, how's your stuff going? How's your business going? Ain't nobody ever asked me about business, bro, except for, like, my granddaddy. How business going? You got any loads? You know what I'm saying? He like hearing about stuff like that. He like talking money. But, like, anybody else, bro, outside of Reggie, bro, ain't nobody tapped in and been like, hey, bro, like, you straight, bro? Like, what you got going on? How far you come? Like, what you working on lately? What's your next project type shit? You know what I'm saying? But me, I be interested about, you know, I try to show interest in everybody's life. I try to be that type of person where I want to be that person that, like, if you ain't got nobody else to holler at, bro, you can hit my line, bro. Like, if you working on a project, like, my little brother, for instance, bro, man, FaceTime me, bro. Like, I mean, we talk, but we don't talk like talking about. You know what I'm saying? But he still picked up that phone. And to FaceTime me, he's like, hey, look, I'm starting my own business. I was like, oh, look at you trying to be a hustler. Like, he was excited to call me and tell me that he was starting his own merch shop, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, what should he do? Do I like his stuff? What I think he should, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though it's his brand, like, I appreciated the fact that I was able to talk business with my little brother, bro. You'd be shocked at who look up to you, too. I mean, granted, it's my little brother. He don't count, but still, bro. You got to pay attention. Some of y'all little brothers don't even look up to y'all goof ass. Would have been keeping it a buck. I ain't even go there. But for real though, bro. Like, ain't nobody like tap in, check in on me type shit, bro. Ain't nobody really just help me for real. When it come down to building this, like, I'm not saying ain't nobody ever in their life just helped me over this whole entire process, but like keeping it a buck, bro. When it come down to like this business shit, bro, ain't nobody helped me do this shit, bro. I had to learn all this shit by myself, bro. I ain't had no tutors, no fucking mentor type shit. I had to learn, bro. I had to lock in and force feed myself this information, bro. Ain't nobody teaching me about no investing. Ain't nobody teaching me about no credit. Ain't nobody teaching me how to buy no house. Man, that shit I had to learn on my own. Ain't nobody teaching me about no life insurance. I had to learn that shit on my own. Ain't nobody teaching me about having no financial advisor, having accountants and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody talk to me about, hey, you need to have a therapist on standby. Like, everybody need a therapist. Like, whether you use them or not, bro, you should have a person that you could just go talk to. You feel me? And, like, bro, I'm telling you, fool, I could go on all day. I really could. But, yeah, bro, I work my ass off for all of this information. I come a long ways. Like, I'm not necessarily even complaining Oh, I wasn't trying to really make this episode to complain, but this is some real shit you have to think about when you go into hustling, bro. You could be the coldest person out there, bro. Still, you're going to get slept on. You can't come at the gate, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody ain't like LeBron where you getting looked at in high school. You know what I'm saying? You ain't like that. You got to market yourself. And granted, I do market myself too. So I know my time is coming. I'm one of the best marketers. I'm one of the best underrated marketers in the game. I'm one of the best overall digital entities in the game, and folks don't even realize it yet. If we just keeping it a buck with the overall message and quality and the value that you get in the game that I'm being, bro, the game that I've been giving people over the past 10 years, fool, come on now. Come on now. If you really just do, if you look at all of the eye, if you feel me. But it's cool though. That's how I always know I'm gonna win, bro. Like, yeah, I get worked up and shit, but I know I'm gonna win. I ain't, don't get it twisted. I can't lose. I don't lose, bro. You know why I don't lose? Because I don't quit. I can't quit. I never will quit. I come too far. Literally, if I quit, bro, I wasted my past. Literally, bro. If I was to quit today, I literally wasted the past 5 years of my life. And this is the thing about this, bro. This is the hardest part of being a hustler, bro. I could easily go and get me a job and get a consistent paycheck every 2 weeks or every week for the rest of my life. And I choose not to, bro. I choose to thug this out. I have experience in multiple industries. I can literally close my eyes. I ain't gonna say close my eyes and open Indeed because that's gonna be hard as fuck. But like, I can open up Indeed, close my eyes, scroll, pick a job, and probably be qualified for it. This is no cap. As long as it ain't no director position or they require a master's. And a lot of people don't even require like master's degrees and shits like that. So it's literally as long as it's not a director position. And honestly, when it comes down to being a director, I could probably talk my way into it, depending on the person that I'm talking to. I could probably talk my way into it because at the end of the day, bro, I have a decade of experience when it comes down to this marketing, content creation shit, bro. Video production. If we just being honest. I know a lot of people gonna be like, man, no, you ain't go to school for that. Man, fuck school, bro. It's a lot of folks that went to school and I'm better than. No cap. And I'm not saying that for like I'm better than, like I'm a better human. What I'm saying is like I have more skills than people that have gone to school. Look at how many people that's gone to school, they 25, don't even like what they majored in. And now they trying to learn some shit that I've been doing since I was 15, 16, bro. Think about it. All I try to do is get people to think different, bro, and change your perspective and just always have a positive outlook on everything. We all got to wait. You know what I'm saying? I probably got to wait longer than somebody else, or I may not have to wait as long as somebody else have to, bro. All of our journeys are different, but at the end of the day, bro, it's going to be times where you're going to be like me, pissed the fuck off, that you are cold as fuck, and you know you cold. You know, boy, when you know you cold, everything hit different. Shout out J-Man. Real talk, bro, when you know you cold, and you know you that guy, you know you him, you know you her, bro, I swear to God, bro, everything drive you, because, bro, you know what you did to get there. You knew, you only you know your exact path, bro. I could get on this podcast and make episodes as detailed as I possibly can, bro, and y'all still would not understand how far I've come. Y'all could probably see the difference of the quality of the video production, but y'all will not genuinely see how far I've come, bro. Literally, I do exercises with my iPhone where, like, with a case or without a case, I fiddle. You know how people used to do drumsticks to get familiar with that, bro? I literally do that with iPhones, bro. Or any kind of phone. So I can work with any phone, bro. I play with this shit like a drumstick and I just run it through my fingers, bro. And I flip it around. You know, I try my best not to drop it. I try to activate my muscles at certain points. Like, you want to go freely. I'm a freehand shooter. So it's not like, honestly, if you try to flex and be still, you're going to shake too much. You want to be flowy. You want to be smooth. You want to be relaxed as possible. So, like, you want to know when to activate your muscles. You know what I'm saying? And people don't even look at videography like that, bro. This shit is like an art, bro. This shit ain't no, like, it's a skill, but it's more so of an art. Like photography, I feel like is more so of a skill. Videography is an art. They really both are artful, honestly. They're both artistic. I'm not gonna lie to you. But I feel like videography, bro, is a little more complex than when it comes down to getting that type of content, bro. Cause being a videographer, bro, you'd be shocked at how much you'd be shocked the shit you just don't have, bro. Like, you got to make stuff happen. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to do that with photography, but with photography, you usually just taking a picture. So you can put your shit on burst mode. You know what I'm saying? So, like, let's say your shit dropped. You got at least something up out of there. Like, let's say you stood it up for like 10 seconds and it captured for 5 seconds and failed. You know what I'm saying? But like, you still got something that you can work with. Like, you probably got one photo that you can work with. Bro, with being a videographer, bro, if your phone is to drop me a shot, bro, you just got to do that shit. And then, just like with being a videographer, bro, you got to do multiple retakes. You know how many times I ain't gonna say how many times I really walk past camera, but like, that's how I got better and I'm more efficient now. And like, I just have that eye. But like, starting out, bro, being a videographer, bro, I literally used to just sit my phone somewhere, record for like 2 minutes of me just walking around, bro. And I would take the best cut of that. Phone could drop, I probably have to put it back up. You know what I'm saying? Something probably flew in front of the screen. It's stuff like that you have to think about. You know what I'm saying? Tango could probably come up to the phone, get in front of the lens. I'm telling you, bro. But anyway, bro, anybody that's out there, you a hustler, bro. Just stay in there, bro. Hang in there, bro. Everything gonna be all right at the end of the day. You gonna win one day. We all have to win one day as long as you don't quit. But like, I ain't gonna lie, I had to make this episode to keep it transparent with y'all, bro. It's a lot of people out here that got me bent. Real spill. And I don't like this shit. Well, I mean, I like that y'all do have me bent, because I get to show y'all. Like, it give me something else to look forward to every day. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I look forward to shooting content every day, but like, y'all make me really wanna, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing about it. I ain't even pulling nothing out of my bag. I ain't gonna pull nothing out of my bag until I say, checkmate, I win. When that reel come out, that's when shit finna start going downhill, because I'm gonna show my ass on Instagram. I promise you that. Like I said, bro, I'm tired of being humble, bro. I haven't worked my ass off so long, bro. I'm cold. I know I'm cold. I know I am. If you got, bro, look, if it, like, come on now. And then I knew I was, then what kind of sort of confirmed it, bro, I literally got an account with only like 17 followers on it right now, bro, and it's still reaching 1,000 a month. And I just now started posting on it. Like, I went probably like a couple months. I probably went like a month without posting on it, bro. Just boom, at the gate. But you see the difference of the quality, bro. Like, I just know what the fuck I'm doing. I ain't have time back then to really get into it. But like, now I got time, because people got me bent. So like, now I got to go out my, well, I ain't going to necessarily say go out of my way, but like, I'm doing everything strategically and efficient now. So it's like, I'm finna hit your ass every time. It ain't no missing. It's like, no, I can't miss. That's the type of timing I'm on now, bro. It's like, I'm finna hit your ass every single time, bro. But keep waiting, bro. Be patient. We gonna win. It's all cool. And of course, as always, little quick ad break. And I ain't gonna even give y'all no outro, bro. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna need to rehash it. I said what I said. If the shoe fit, wear it. If you feel like it's personal and I'm talking about you, it is what it is. I don't care. I'm finna lock back in, create more content. I'll holler at y'all in the next one. I'm finna drop this outro. And yeah, I'm out. And that is all for today. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the discussion and possibly learned something new. And, you know, laughed every now and then, you know, hopefully I was able to give you a good laugh here and there. But if you do have any thoughts or feedback, I'd love to hear back from you. Just leave a comment below or reach out to me on social media. And remember, if you do want to stay up to date with all of my latest episodes, be sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you may get your podcast. So this podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms. So not only just Spotify, but also Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. So with all of that being said, I will see you guys in the next one.